Starting Siman Tafayin Gimel, Sif Aleph. Mosgin Lokos Rishon, Umidkayish Alav, Umavarech Shechianu. You pour the first cup, and you make Kiddush on it, and you say Shechianu on it. The Mishnah Berurah says that before making Kiddush, you should have Kavana, that you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, and the first of the Dalid Kosos. Some of the minuk to say, Harini Muchan, Lakadesh, or Lakayim Mitzvahs are but Kosos, but you have to make sure that you don't say that after you've already made Kiddush, because then you've made the Borei Pri HaGafen, and you need to drink that first. So you would say, before you make Kiddush, you would say this Harini Muchan Amuzuman. Before the Haggadah, you should have in mind that you're being Yotze, the Mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. This Kiddush, in two Minhagim, whether this Kiddush should be said, one, the Balabai says it, and he's motzi everyone else, or everyone says it together, and one should follow their minug. As well, there's a discussion of whether this should be said standing up or sitting down. Some say that just like every other Kiddush is said sitting down, so then this Kiddush should be said sitting down as well. Others say that even if you stand for other Kiddushes, for this one, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that even if you stand for Kiddush in general on Shabbos or Yontif, the Kiddush of the Dalad Kosos, you should say sitting down, because part of it is the mitzvah of Cheiros, so it should be said sitting down, even if normally you follow the Arizal and you say Kiddush standing up. There is no brach of Asher Kishan Mitzosu Vitzivanu Al Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Meiri says, because you're Yotze with that with Gal Yisrael. The Ruch Chaim says that the mitzvah doesn't have a shir, and anytime there's no shir for the mitzvah, there is no bracha. The Ruvus Ephraim says it's because all the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is like a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so you're already Yotze with the bracha of Talmud Torah. A bunch of different answers given. Maybe it's because it needs to be spontaneous, and you can't make a bracha when it's spontaneous. This bracha of Shechianu that we're saying before the Dalad Kosos is not only on Dalad Kosos; it's going on the Yom, on the Yontif itself, and it's also going on the Matzah as well, and the Mar, etc. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach used to be knowing that before they would start the Seder, he would announce everyone should have in mind when making this Shechianu to be able to cover all the mitzvos of the night. The Mechaber continues in Chabas Shabbos. If Pesach was on Shabbos, Omer Vayichulu, you say Vayichulu at the beginning of Kiddush. Im Chab Motzai Shabbos, Omer Yak Nahaz, which is Yayin Kiddush, Ner, Havdal Azman. There's no Bracha Besamim on Motzai Shabbos or Motzai Yom Tov, different explanations given for that. Chaber continues, Im Shachach Lahavdil, if you forgot to make Avdalah, Velaniskar, Chehischa Lagada, and you didn't realize that you didn't say Avdalah until you've already started the Haggadah, Yashem Haggadah Agal Yisrael, Achakach Yavdil, you have to finish the Haggadah first, and then you could do the Havdalah afterwards. If you forgot to say the Haggadah at night, so then there's no way of making it up, because it says, Babur Zeh, only when Matzah Mar is in front of you. If you forgot to make Kiddush at night, so it's the same halachas of the rest of the year of forgetting Kiddush on a Friday night.